Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Mineral Chat with your hosts, Dylan
and Noah.
Today is July 15th, and we're going to be talking about nickel, specifically the nickel that is mined in Sudbury, Canada. We're going to be talking about the pros and cons of mining, the jobs behind the mining, the economy, and what it does to the environment. So, Noah, what are a few pros of mining nickel in Sudbury?
Well, Dylan,
some of the pros of mining nickel include jobs for the people, money for the city and the mining companies, a good economy for Sudbury, and it helps bring people to the city. Now, Dylan, what are some cons of mining nickel?
Some cons of mining nickel include environmental damage and wildlife displacement, chemical release into the air and the atmosphere, possibility of radioactive poisoning, and possibilities of erosion.
Can you explain those cons more in depth?
Sure. So basically, when a mine is built, all the trees and wildlife in the area have to be cleared because they're basically digging a big hole in the ground. Also, when the ore needs to be smelted, the burning of fossil fuels gets released into the air, and the chemicals that come from the ore extraction get released into the atmosphere. Sometimes, it's even a possibility to become radioactive from contaminated ore deposits or a contaminated area of ground. Finally, if a mine collapses, the ground around it and above the surface could start eroding. Now, Noah, could you tell me a few things about the jobs associated with mining in Sudbury?
Sure, Dylan. There are many jobs that surround mining in Sudbury. There's a standard miner, that is a person physically in the mine doing the dirty work. There's a machinery engineer who operates the big drills and trucks. There's an explosive engineer who deals with everything that has to do with the dynamite. For people that work above ground, you have the truck drivers, the mine warden, the conveyor operator, and the blacksmiths. So, Dylan, can you explain the economics behind mining in Sudbury?
Mining in Sudbury used to be the main source of income, making it the largest economy in the city. Mining has basically been Sudbury's best friend since the late 1800s. Most people worked with something that had to do with the mine in Sudbury. After the Great Depression, Sudbury was one of the quickest cities to bounce back thanks to the nickel mines. Today, Sudbury has grown so much that mining is not as big as it used to be. Many people still work in the mines because there is still a demand and the pay is good. Now, Noah, can you tell us a little bit more about what mining does to the environment in Sudbury?
Yeah, of course. Mining severely impacts the environment because you have to clear cut many trees in order to build it, and the emissions from smelting the ore get released into the air. When a mine is built, the environment around it is totally killed off. Many animals die, and even more are left without a home. The trees that supply us with clean oxygen and take out carbon dioxide are cut down. The ore that we find in the mine needs to be turned into actual metal, so the miners use massive furnaces to melt the ore down. To make the fire hot as they need it, they burn massive amounts of fossil fuels such as oil, gasoline, and coal. The fumes and chemicals get spread everywhere, and they pollute our environment.
Thanks, Noah. Anyway, that's all we have for today, guys. So always, be sure to subscribe and tune in every week for new segments about minerals. Thanks.